Peace to the family, another beautiful day. Hopefully you in that space of prosperity and abundance. Welcome to another episode of God Thoughts. I'm your host, Godwin. And like I say all the time, these episodes are here to put you, to help you position yourself to grow, to accomplish anything that you want in life. It's all about winning. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about the healing process of surgery. I just got out of surgery a day ago. I had a cyst removed from my wrist. I just want to keep y'all updated on how things is going and just my mindset and my mentality behind the surgery. So let me just give you a brief history on it. So maybe this has been going on maybe during the pandemic when it first started. It was a small bump on my wrist. I really never paid attention to it that much. I just kept doing my thing, which was exercising. And somehow it started getting bigger and bigger. It started protruding like a small little pea. It started with like a little pea. Then it got huge, like to a walnut on my wrist. And I wasn't really feeling that at all. I believe it happened due to the push-ups, due to the boxing maybe. I guess a lot of trauma to my wrist, and the fluid just packed up in a nice little pocket called a ganglioid cyst. So I used to sit there and just play with it, just, you know, pull my wrist down to see how much it protrude. And I said to myself, like, I need to get this done. So, went to the doctor, and first thing we did was drain it. We drained it. Well, I say the liquids and the fluids came back in less than 3 days, tops. I think it came back after I just left. I was looking at it, and it looked like it got back to size. So after that, I decided that it needs to get eliminated, point blank, period. So, fast forward now, coming out of surgery, went well. Took about an hour. Now I have this huge cast on my hand. And it's interesting because it's on my right hand. So now I have to learn how to do things with my left hand. I've been dibbing and dabbling and doing that, like trying to brush my teeth with my left hand. You know, little small activities, trying to get fluent in both of my hands. But now, God has blessed me with the opportunity where I can really focus on getting my left hand up to speed. That means working out and everything. Oh, yeah. And I will work out. It's just the mentality that I have. I just got to do things different. I have to pivot. And what do I mean by that? I'm going to focus more on my legs because I wanted to work on my foundation. I feel like my legs can be much, much stronger than what they are. I'm going to focus on my left side, my left bicep, my left tricep, with a point where it's going to be the same size as my right tricep and my right bicep. I had this cast on for like 2 weeks, give or take. My running, I'm still running. I'm at 1,236 straight days of running, and it's kind of been difficult running with a cast because you can feel the shift. So I got to bring a little more. I got to shift my body to the left a little bit more. That's why I'm working on my hips and everything, getting that straight so I can be powerful. But it doesn't stop. I still got some anesthesia, I think I said, right, in my system. So I've been sleepy. I've been still putting the work. You got to put in the work. Got to. If you don't put in the work, who gonna put in the work? You gotta come out there, you gotta be strong, you gotta be positive. And that's why anybody who's coming from surgery, first of all, don't get down on yourself because everything happens for a reason. You look at it as an opportunity. Instead of saying, I have to do this, you should rephrase your words and say, I get to do this. Instead of saying, why me, you should be saying, why not me? Because God, the ancestors, the universe, whoever it is that you believe in, always put you in this situation where you can win. You just got to find your way. And the victory is much sweeter once you learn and figure out what you need to do. So everything got to change with me. I'm going to the gym today. We're going to do some leg, some squats. I don't know how I'm going to do them squats with this hand, but I'll figure it out. I'm just going to do my best. But I know I'm going to be stronger when this come out. My left side going to be definitely caught up. I'm going to make sure that. So I'm getting doing the necessary things. I attempted to do a push-up. That didn't go too well on my left side. So I got to build the strength. I mean, but it had to be done. I watched Dr. Pimple Popper. And be a lot of people on there and be like, yeah, I had this pimple for 9-10 years. I ain't with that at all. I got to get rid of it. It got to go. I ain't down with all that. So this just catching up, letting you know what's going on. And what can I leave with you? You got to be powerful. You got to believe in yourself. These particular unfamiliar times for you are times, are opportunities for you to improve yourself as a man or as a woman. You can do it. You got to think outside the box. You've been blessed with an imagination. All you got to do is use it. Take the time to really focus on it. Because really understand that the game is more mental than physical. That's one. I understood that, but now it's time to focus on that. Focus on that the game is more mental than physical. Also, on my journey, I'm doing 50 states, 50 races. We knocked down South Carolina with the Eyes of Palm 10K race. Now, we're attacking Wisconsin in the Madison Marathon. If you want to donate, send that financial currency, that'll be great. That'll lower my overhead expenses. That'll be a great investment on your part. The Cash App is GodWin37. And the Venmo is GodWin377. Definitely send that currency my way. But not only that, I got products. Right now, I am selling affirmations, $2.22. Affirmations strengthen your mind. Actually improve your self-talk. And then not only that, I got the lose weight fast, strengthen your discipline plan, which is $11.11. Those two purchases, when you purchase it, go straight to my 50 states and 50 races fund. I thank you so much for this opportunity. I want y'all to be strong and remember that God is within you and you are God.